This episode is brought to you by Habit Aware. My Keen 2 brings awareness to my trichotillomania by giving my wrist a gentle hug or vibration when I'm doing the scanning behavior. Bring awareness into your life by visiting barbaralally.com/habitaware and use code LALLYLOVE for 10% off.
Hello and welcome to season 5 of Trick Talks. My name is Barbara Lally, and if you've been a listener since the very beginning, all the way back on Instagram Live, thank you so much for continuing to support this podcast. It means the world to me and my guests. If you're a new listener, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me and what this podcast is all about. So like I said, my name is Barbara Lally, and I have had trichotillomania since I was 10 years old. I started with my eyebrows, went to my eyelashes, and eventually the hair on my scalp. I have an entire book about it, which I will be reading throughout the course of this season and potentially the next few. It's a little thick of a book, so we'll see how fast we go through it this year. But my advocacy work really started in 2018 when I started an Instagram called The Trickster Diaries. And on it, I would anonymously share my experience. And it was amazing because it was the first time I had shared my experience openly. Even though I wasn't public about it, I wasn't saying my name, showing my face, or giving pictures or any details that maybe would give me away, I was still stepping out of my comfort zone and starting to share and meet people who were just like me. And I remember one of the first comments I received on one of my posts was, "Hey, I do this too." And from there, I kept sharing and sharing and sharing and including new things. And so one of the things that I started doing on my Instagram page, even when I was anonymous, was reaching out to other people with trichotillomania and asking them to share their experience on my story. And so my page, if you look at it now, it has all black wreaths. That was like my thing. I would say it's still my thing. And then I started to incorporate colored wreaths. So a pink, a blue, a purple, a yellow. And those were the stories of other people. And I really wanted to continue to learn more about others and share their experience. That blossomed into an Instagram Live series called Trick Talks. And so I would go on Instagram Live. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I was doing. Very nervous, very scary. But I would interview others on Instagram Live and share their experience. Then someone from the community reached out and said, "Hey, Instagram Live is great, but let's make it a podcast. Much easier to listen to. I can listen to it when I'm driving, cleaning. It's more fun that way. Let's do that." And I said, "You know what? Great idea." So fast forward, now we have the podcast. I'm not on live anymore. Sometimes I go on Instagram Live or TikTok Live, but not interviewing. That was a little scary for me. So 155 episodes later, and many, many guests later, I am here starting season 5. And season 5 is going to look a little different, okay? We're still interviewing. That is the heart and soul of Trick Talks. I love meeting other people. I love hearing their experience and sharing it with you all. But we're going to try some new things too. So one of the things I mentioned earlier is that I'm going to be reading from my book, The Trickster Diaries. So I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to talk about writing it, that exact chapter. I'm going to talk about that experience in more depth. I'm just going to share a little bit more about my experience with trichotillomania with you listeners. Now, before I jump right in to the first chapter of The Trickster Diaries, I do want to give a special shout out to a few amazing people that made this podcast what it is today. The first person I'd like to shout out is Aiden Brown. He is the person who composed the Trick Talks tune. So the beginning sound and the ending sound, that was composed completely by him, written, performed, recorded, and sent to me. So thank you, Aiden. I love it. It's so beautiful. And Aiden is a member of the BFRB community as well, which makes it even that more special that Aiden was able to create my favorite sound. And he also has been on the show quite a few times, so check out his episodes. I also want to shout out the Habit Aware team for sponsoring Trick Talks. Habit Aware is an amazing company, one that I'm so honored to work with and work for. I have loved the Keen 2 since 2021, and I have been amazed at all the growth and wonderful things that Habit Aware is doing for the community. They have so many options. So they have the vibrating bracelet, which is the Keen 2. You'll hear some ads probably right after this about how amazing the Keen 2 is. They also have something called the BFRB Change Collective, which is this amazing social network where you have different challenges. You're hearing other people's stories. You have monthly and weekly meetings with others. It is a huge platform. They're constantly adding to it. Amazing, incredible resources. They also have parent huddles. They have kid hangouts, teen hangouts, a weekly newsletter, and they're constantly doing whatever they can to raise awareness and help those in the BFRB community. So thank you again, Habit Aware, for sponsoring Trick Talks. It's a dream come true to work with and for you. Thank you. So here it goes. Season 5, Trick Talks. Let's dive right in. You are beautiful, no matter what they say. Words can't bring you down. Christina Aguilera, Beautiful. Opening remarks. The collection of short stories and poems you are about to read is from a singular viewpoint, my own. I retell experiences and conversations that come from memory. In order to protect the privacy of certain individuals, some names have been changed. At the age of 10, I developed an anxiety disorder known as trichotillomania. Trichotillomania, or trick for short, is a body-focused repetitive behavior in which one pulls out his or her own body hair and is unable to stop. According to a study done by a nonprofit organization that focuses on BFRBs, it is estimated that 2% of the total population has trichotillomania. That's roughly 150,540,000 people, 10 million coming from the United States alone. At the age of 29, I still suffer from trichotillomania, but I'm happy. I've learned to accept my disorder for what it is. This is not an I was cured story. Instead, it is a collection of moments I've had throughout my life that shed light on a disorder that many people have never even heard of. If you are a trickster, I hope you find comfort while reading this. You are not alone. In truth, we are more similar than we think. The more we reach out and talk to each other, the more we realize this. Our fight against trichotillomania is a group effort. I am here for you, and I hear you. If you do not have trichotillomania, I hope this book educates you. Many of you may have encountered someone with trichotillomania but didn't realize it at the time. I hope you are able to share your newfound knowledge of trichotillomania with others. Talking about it spreads awareness, which ultimately leads to greater acceptance. Please, do talk about it. Welcome to the Trickster Diaries. A dream changed my life. As I was falling asleep one night in December, an idea popped into my head. What if I wrote a book about my life with trichotillomania? My heart began to race as my brain continued to develop this idea. I could talk about the time I wore fake glasses, or that time I pulled out so much hair I had to wear headbands to school every day, or the time a therapist asked if I saw bugs crawling on the walls. The memories came pouring out. I hadn't thought about many of these moments for years, but here they were bubbling to the surface. At this point, my heart rate was so high that I actually woke up, grabbed my phone, and began to type. I kept typing until I couldn't stay awake any longer and ultimately fell back asleep. The next morning, I woke up feeling embarrassed. Did I really wake up in the middle of the night and create different chapters for a book? Who do I think I am? Yes, I love books, but that didn't mean I ever imagined writing my own. I never thought of myself as a writer. I didn't even like writing in high school or college. This idea was crazy, and I had to tell someone. But who? I wanted to tell someone who wouldn't immediately laugh at me. That was my worst fear, because I kind of thought that the idea of writing a book was, for lack of a better word, cool. I went through a lot at a young age. I told myself I deserve to share my story. I also never heard people talk about trichotillomania. I wanted, needed, to help spread awareness of this disorder that has caused so many people pain. Yet on the other hand, I felt foolish and completely out of my mind. Like I said earlier, what was I thinking? I'm not an author. Luckily, I have an amazing support system. I told three people right away: Daniel, Shayna, and Ashley. Daniel is the love of my life. Shayna is a dear friend I met in high school. And Ashley is the sister I never had, but always wanted. As I told each of them, I could feel my face burning from embarrassment. It was almost physically painful to say it aloud. Once I finally confessed, I was met with words of encouragement and praise. It was incredible. Everyone was excited and wanted me to begin right away, which caused me to feel the same way. Ashley suggested starting an Instagram page to see how it felt writing and putting myself out there, so that is what I did. That is how the Trickster Diaries began. It was December 1st, 2018.
Did you know HabitAware also offers virtual peer coaching? This one-to-one peer-based program will coach you through shifting mindset, practicing healthy strategies, and creating your personal roadmap to recovery. To work with me, Ellen, or Anila, head over to habitaware.com/coaching today.
Now, as you recall, I mentioned that I was 29 when I put this book out, and now I'm 33. So it's been quite some time, and of course, I continue to grow and grow as a person. What I wrote there about feeling embarrassed was very, very true. I could not imagine putting my experiences out there in words. And I was a teacher at the time, and that was my main gig, my main job before I stepped into advocacy. And I couldn't imagine having my students find out, but that very, very much changed once the book came out. I'm very proud of this work, and it took a lot of heart and soul and emotion to get through writing this book. And this is just the beginning. I'm going to continue reading more and more throughout this year, the season, and probably into next. But the main thing I want to share with you all is right after writing those two parts, you know, the opening remarks, talking about the dream that did change my life, I felt lighter. I felt better. I felt closer to being the person that I always wanted to be and the person that I truly was. I felt for a while that trichotillomania was this dirty secret that I kept hidden because it was shameful and disturbing and that nobody would love that part of me. And so I didn't love that part of me either. But as I started to share my experience and get it out, I was able to change my perspective on that. I was able to look at myself in the mirror and say things like, wow, you are amazing and you are beautiful, no matter how your hair looks, no matter how many eyelashes you have, no matter how thin your eyebrows are. You are you. And that's love. Wake up. Wake up, wake up. Today is your day. The world needs to know you have something to say. So get ready, let's go. Say it out loud. This is going to make your younger self proud. This poem meant a lot to me to write because with my trichotillomania healing journey, I am constantly looking backwards. And not in the sense that I regret anything or I feel upset. I look back at younger me and I talk to her and I think about her and I have her in the front of my mind constantly. And that was something I didn't do for most of my life. I think once I finally started sharing my experience, did I look back? And the reason I didn't look back so often is because I was scared to. I actually know I had really, really negative self-talk, and the words that I would say to myself, so the words I would say to young me, weren't great. And I'm a little embarrassed by that. I didn't understand that I couldn't shame myself out of the disorder. And I know that when I grew up in the early 2000s, that was kind of the norm, is that you were really nasty to people and shame would hopefully change them. And, you know, look at any of the interviews from the early 2000s. I mean, people were brutal to each other and we just don't talk that way anymore. And so to me, it was a normal thing to do, to look in the mirror and say nasty things and call myself ugly and really, really believe that and feel as though if I don't have everything intact, eyelashes, eyebrows, and hair, well, then I'm ugly. And ugly people don't deserve to feel happy because I made myself ugly. And so you see that negative cycle that I was going through at a very young age. And so, yes, it was hard for me to think about younger me, to think about her and look at pictures of her without feeling ashamed of the way that I treated myself. And I'm even blessed to have any pictures of myself from that time because I remember wanting my parents to rip them up and don't get them developed and burn them, hide them, because I was so ashamed and hated myself so much for this disorder, which of course I have no control over. Not my fault, but at the time I did put a lot of pressure on myself to stop and I couldn't. And so to me, I was a failure. So being able to write a poem and talk about how ultimately what I'm doing will make my younger self proud, I laugh and I smile because I think young Barbara would have been mortified because she was not into sharing her experience with trichotillomania. She would have been pissed that I was sharing something so private and so secret about our life with the world. Oh my gosh. But I also think part of her would definitely be proud. I think the work that I have done through the community as an adult has not only changed my life, but I am saying this because I've seen comments and received messages that I have positively impacted other people's lives as well. And she would definitely be proud of that. She was always a lover, always wanted to make people happy. And so for her to know that we are doing that and talking about trichotillomania, yeah, I think she'd be very happy. I also want her to know that everything we went through was for a reason. And although it was hard, look at all of the amazing things that trichotillomania has brought us. And when I first developed trichotillomania, what did it bring me? Shame, embarrassment, self-loathing, insecurity. The list goes on and on. Now, trichotillomania has brought me an amazing community, amazing friends, a whole new job, a whole new purpose in life, and joy. There's joy here. There is happiness where there once wasn't. And it's because I started to share my experience. And so, little Barbara, love you to death. You're the best. Maybe a little bit bratty. Just kidding. Just kidding. You're perfect. I hope you're proud of us. I think you would be. And thank you for listening today.